Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Leo Haviland. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's a Wall Street analyst. LeoHaviland.com, 1L, LeoHaviland.com is his website. Leo, thanks again for being here. So as you look out across the horizon there, we got a lot of ugly stuff out there. We got China, who's got their own problems holding out against a trade agreement. We got Europe that's an economic basket case. We got Iran who is, I don't know what we're going to do with Iran. North Korea is just trying to use whatever they can to get some kind of an advantage of their own. Russia, I don't know what we're going to do with Putin, but then we got Democrats and Republicans in Washington who act like they're playing football. I can't let you get a touchdown because it'll make me look bad. We can't compromise or accomplish anything. We got a lot of problems in the world, don't we?
You're right, and one can put it almost in a biblical context to give it a sense of history. There's so much noise and so many languages and arguments and conflict going on. It's like the Tower of Babel. Also, in the long run history, you say that the global economic recovery has gone on for, depending on location, close to 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. And the world has become increasingly bound to concepts of consumption and entitlement. With all these danger signs you're mentioning, it may be time for Main Street and others to at least tighten their belt a little bit and try to prepare for some economic weakness.
Do you see a correction out there? And I'm not just talking about Wall Street. I mean, I'm still disgusted with some of the behavior of Wall Street. As a Main Street guy, I don't understand what's going on up there, like the way you do. But do you see an overall economic weakness that could hurt America right now?
There's been a slowdown globally and probably even in America going on over the past year and a half.
But Leo, I talked to a lot of people on Main Street out here. I mean, I just got through talking to a lady who helps people with their sales training and sales management. She says she's got more business she can take care of. It has been now for some time. Out here on Main Street, we're not feeling that right now. Maybe we're too far behind the curve. What do you think?
Well, Main Street has certainly been industrious, and I know that small business confidence and other measures are strong. But
yep.
Without trying to be too much of a maker of aphorisms, things always look great at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when you look across the way there, do you see the possibility of a trade deal with China? You see that as when you consider all the things that China's having to deal with right now, they've got their own they're their own worst enemy. We're not their worst enemy. They got their own problems. Do you see that possibly as happening in the next year?
If there is a trade deal, it'll be cosmetic.
Just something.
I don't think it'll be something.
Yeah, kick the can down the road with some kind of a.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that the Chinese can give in given their internal political situation and wanting to maintain Communist Party strength.
Could the United States live without China? Could we if everybody moved out of China and we went somewhere else? Could that work? What if there was a you know, an embargo almost with, and we did went away from China. Could that happen?
Well, anything, I guess, could work to some extent, but it, given the population size and the market size, it would probably result in a significant recession.
Yeah. We're just now getting to the point where they could be a great prospect for our goods, right? I mean, they're an increasing prospect for
right.
our goods. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's as you've underlined, the world's become very globalized.
Yeah, yeah. Leo, good review today, good reports today. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you very much. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, leohaviland.com. I promise you, when you follow him, you'll be smarter, as you can tell, as we always are when he joins us on the show. I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.